The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man. All right. So let's talk about the news for the past week. Dang, I am running late. That is a shame. Okay. I guess I just have to rush through this stuff. Let's start off with the Democrat debate. Oh, my goodness. Wow, they got rid of all their good candidates. Heck, they got rid of their entertaining candidates. I guess we have Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but I mean, and they're like feuding, so that's kind of fun. Tom Steyer is a bore. Amy Klobuchar is a bore. She's a mess too, man. Oh my goodness, she looks so bad in this last debate. Joe Biden is a mess. I mean, it's just so sad. It's like, do you remember that TV show, The Biggest Loser? I never watched that show. I think it was about who could lose the most weight in a season or an episode, or I don't know, whatever. If they just took the name from that and applied it, it would be perfect. They're just trying to find the biggest loser, and it's completely appropriate, and it may be, hopefully, in more ways than one. Not a loser like they're a loser, although that's definitely the case. I'm thinking the other meaning could be biggest loser, as in they lose against Donald Trump, right? They're the worst of the bunch. But let's break down the debate, okay? And again, I'm short on time. I wish I could play clips for you guys this time around, but you're just going to have to take my word for it. Having said that, you know, week after week, I tell you something astonishing, and then I play the clip proving that it's true. So just understand that you could look any of this stuff up that I'm going to tell you today, and it's 100% the truth. It's the absolute truth. First thing is that they were so boring. They were worse than anything. They were like watching Dune backwards, right? I've never even seen Dune, but I hear that it's terrible and long, the movie Dune, or made for TV movie Dune. I don't know, but it's this debate was the worst. It was so bad. It was almost as bad as the Star Wars movies, the Disney trilogy. It was almost that bad, except it made a little bit more sense, I guess. So the questions were all the standard questions, except they were framed negatively against Bernie Sanders. Now, if you remember, last week on the show, maybe even more than that, I have been documenting for you guys for years now the schism between the progressive wing of the Democrat Party and the establishment wing. And now, you know, in the last couple of months, the mainstream press has kind of caught on, I suppose, and figured out that there's not just one Democrat Party. There's actually factions within the Democrats. And these factions, the progressives, and there's actually another faction. And you haven't heard about this one yet, probably, so I should tell you about it. So we have the establishment Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. And I know that, you know, Hillary's not technically in it anymore, but she bankrolled the DNC just 4 years ago. So she's probably still in it to some massive undisclosed degree. I mean, she was on the show with Trevor Noah, and she says, we decided impeachment should be this. And so she's talking in terms of we's. And so that tells me that she's probably pulling the strings, which might be why the Democrats are making such terrible decisions. So, or even if she's not pulling the strings, she's probably deeply involved in things. That is my analysis. How do you bankroll the DNC and then suddenly you just have no influence 4 years later? Yeah, right. I doubt it. So I think she's still in it massively. I think she's still involved a lot. Next, we have the progressive wing of the party, represented by people like Bernie Sanders and formerly by Elizabeth Warren, Now, Elizabeth Warren was encouraged by Bernie Sanders to run years ago at the last election, and she didn't do it, so Bernie Sanders ran, and then everyone expected Bernie Sanders to get the endorsement of Elizabeth Warren. Well, she shocked everybody and gave it to Hillary Clinton. So very, very shocking at the time, and, you know, her Twitter feed blew up, oh, you betrayed the progressives, and, you know, everybody was mad at her. It came out years later, I mean, like a few months ago, maybe a year ago at this point, but it came out fairly recently that the reason that she had betrayed the progressives and endorsed the establishment candidate Hillary Clinton instead of Bernie Sanders is because she was asked by Hillary Clinton if she would consider if she would consider a VP spot. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren said yes to that. And so, effectively, Hillary Clinton neutered her opposition by getting one of the strongest supporters, Elizabeth Warren, who was very much against Hillary Clinton. You could find old clips, well, probably not now because YouTube's algorithm has changed, but you used to be able to find clips on YouTube of Elizabeth Warren trash-talking Hillary Clinton. She didn't like her tactics. And now she's thrown her hat in the ring with Hillary Clinton. So she betrays Bernie Sanders and the progressives are upset. So you have the establishment wing of the Democrat Party. You've got the progressives in the Democrat Party. But there is another wing now that has not been talked about. Sometimes, you know, their antics boil to the surface, but they don't describe them as another subset. And this is actually a subset of the progressive wing. So the progressives also have this, I don't know if you'd call them far left because all the progressives are far left, but this identity politics wing of the party. And these are people who don't care so much about, they do care about political ideology. I mean, they're all communists, but they also believe that special treatment should be given to people of color, gender, stuff like that, like based on your, as they say, call it identity, which is crazy. I mean, they're all nuts, but these guys are particularly nuts. These are the outrage mob. These are generally the people who are driving cancel culture, which they say it doesn't exist, but you can see it, obviously, and all the time, it definitely does exist. And they're represented by people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And these are the people who basically call everybody racist, right? I mean, all of the Democrats, even people like Nancy Pelosi, call people racist, sexist. But these people do it like even before the drop of a hat, right? I mean, there's a drop of a hat Democrats that are quick to call you racist, misogynist, etc. These people, that is how they view the world. You know, the establishment people are doing it as a fake thing. These people really believe it. They really think that everyone around them is a racist. And they are working in the within the progressives of the Democrats. And this is why you have got audio and video, actually. It's being banned everywhere. People aren't broadcasting it, but it's been, the story has been broken by Project Veritas on YouTube, and they've got their own website too. And you, I don't know. I haven't looked at it recently. I looked at it earlier this week. The videos might be down by now, but you can see they have staffers in the Bernie Sanders campaign in charge of field operations, I think was one of the people, and talking about how guys, I know this sounds crazy, but my girlfriend who's a lib, or maybe I like to say recovering liberal, she hates to kind of give up the she's here. She heard me. Hey, would you consider yourself a liberal? Yeah. Yes. Okay, that's what I thought. Let me ask you this, though. If you're a liberal, why do you not agree with the identity politics? So, for instance, why don't you believe that gulags are good? Okay, her answer is because people are individuals and classifying people as groups has been what's gotten us in trouble. And she's right, but many of these far leftists don't think that way. In fact, so this person that they had, and again, you can look it up. You know, YouTube Project Veritas is going to tell you that the guy is saying crazy things like he thinks that gulags were okay, and he was giving other examples of the revolutionaries doing terrible things to the previous establishment. So the revolutionaries who became the establishment doing terrible things to the previous establishment in order to get their head right, and because they were against the revolution. So he thinks that it's okay to throw somebody into a gulag so that they learn to, in his words, stop being racist. I mean, I know that sounds bananas, but this is how he's thinking. And, you know, when I looked this up, I couldn't find the original video. So instead, I got this lady who's reviewing the original video, watching it, and she agrees with him. Because there's this whole wing, and you're hearing it here from me now. There's this entire wing of far leftists who think that violence is okay if it's against a group that you're ideologically opposed to. They believe this, and there's a good number of them. And these people are supporting the Sanders campaign. Now, luckily for Sanders, the press has not really gone crazy with his story, and the reason is because it was broken by Project Veritas. Project Veritas will, you know, go against the establishment media. And so there's a little war going on because they don't want Project Veritas to become a competitor to them. So they don't cover a lot of what Project Veritas puts out, although they did put out the Epstein information when Project Veritas broke the story of this reporter who had sat on the Epstein story years before it came out and could have saved many people a lot of heartache had that story been allowed to air. Yeah, so the Bernie Sanders campaign has kind of dodged this because it should be a big story. And I understand that a lot of their, what would you call them, field offices have kind of shut down their Twitter so that they don't get this posted on there. Although looking on YouTube, I'm not seeing the video, so YouTube probably took them down, but you can still see this on Project Veritas's website, projectveritas.com, projectveritasaction.com, and look at the videos for yourself. But even though they have some representatives, I think the big strength of the identity politics wing of the progressives is their Twitter presence. Because they virtue signal and they'll put something up there that's ridiculous and everybody else will kind of join in to prove, because everyone wants to prove that they're not racist and sexist, right? To make it easier, I'm going to call these three wings the establishment Democrats, the progressive left, and the social justice warriors, the SJWs. How's that? Okay, so we've got those three wings. Well, the SJWs, the identity politics wing of the party, has a lot of influence over their next closest people, the progressives. So the progressives, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, are fighting over this group, sort of, each trying to show that they are very progressive and that they care about identity politics in a nice way. Of course, I don't think they'd call it identity politics, but they want to show that they care about, you know, people of color, and they want to make sure that women are represented equally in the workforce. Doesn't matter what job it is. Doesn't matter if a woman is better suited or a man is better suited to a certain job. They just want things to be what they call equal. Of course, it's not equal if you make a woman lift something as heavy as what a man could lift, or if you have an employer paying for a man's tampons, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but you should see some of this stuff that they're trying to do. So Elizabeth Warren has accused Bernie Sanders of claiming that a woman cannot win the presidency. And that is what she has put out there, and it's being reported as fact. So Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren apparently had a meeting in 2018, I believe is when they say this took place. Maybe even earlier, I'm not sure, but I think it's 2018. Supposedly, Elizabeth Warren brought up the idea of a woman running for president, and Bernie Sanders, here's how Elizabeth Warren says it. I said that a woman could win the presidency. He disagreed. So that's her side of the story. Bernie Sanders says that's false, citing video evidence of him dating back, I don't know, to the 80s, saying that he thinks that a woman could win the presidency, citing that he encouraged Elizabeth Warren to run in 2015. And I think he's got another example, maybe two more examples, of him provably saying that a woman can win the presidency. Let me say this real quick, and nobody else has brought this up. I think it's possible that when Hillary Clinton lost the presidency, one of the factors that she blames is misogyny. As a matter of fact, Elizabeth Warren herself, her campaign has claimed that the reason that she's down in the polls is misogyny. So if Elizabeth Warren's poll numbers are down because she's a woman, and Hillary Clinton lost because she's a woman, even if Bernie Sanders made that claim, wouldn't it follow that it's reasonable for someone to think that a woman cannot win the presidency? I mean, people used to think that a black person couldn't win the presidency. So isn't it sexist to say that I don't think a woman can win, even if your reasoning for that is that other people are sexist? So even if the claim is true that Bernie Sanders said that, I don't know if he should be getting a lot of flack for that, because his ilk believe that the country is sexist. And so therefore it follows that if most of the country is sexist, then a woman couldn't win. From their logic, of course a woman can win. Obviously a woman can win. If they would stop trash talking Tulsi Gabbard, I personally would vote for Tulsi Gabbard because she wants to end these wars. So I think that somebody like her could win if the press would stop speaking against her, and they're not doing it because she's misogynist. Heck, Hillary Clinton called her a Russian asset, and that's a woman saying that to another woman. So they're out there feuding over this, and it's not even a big deal. I mean, I would think if you were a progressive or an SJW, you wouldn't think that it's a big deal to say something like that, because you think everyone's racist and everybody's sexist. So what's wrong with stating that you think it would be tough for somebody to win the presidency if they had those burdens from the point of view of the leftists? Okay, so, but now, get how CNN frames this thing. I wish I had time to get you the audio, folks. Listen, the moderator says to Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren says that you said this. Did you say it or not? Bernie Sanders comes out and says, that's ridiculous. I didn't say that a woman couldn't win. The moderator, right after he says that he did not state that, asks Elizabeth Warren, how did you feel when Bernie Sanders said a woman couldn't win the presidency? Guys, I'm not kidding. This is exactly what happened. The audience laughed because it was so ridiculous. You know what? F it. I'm going to get the audio. I got it. You got to hear this. This is craziness. Listen to this.
Let's not turn to an issue that's come up in the last 48 hours. Senator Sanders, CNN reported yesterday that, and Senator Warren confirmed in a statement, that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Hey, you hear that little snarky laugh from the moderator? So he says, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. You heard him say it. Now, here's the next question right after he's done with his answer. And this is not edited. Listen to this. This is hilarious.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed.
And that's it, by the way. She's refused to talk about the story other than by saying that. She won't give it context. She won't say how it came up. She won't say why he said that a woman couldn't win. Nothing else was added. No other information. And she says that she won't talk about it. So she's full of it. And, you know, that's not a surprise, is it? I mean, she lies constantly and all the time, and has a track record of doing it also. I mean, she lied about being an Indian, right? She claimed she was a Cherokee Indian. She got a scholarship off of it. She wrote a recipe for a Native American cookbook, my goodness. She was written up as an example of a college hiring minorities. Then she outed herself. When Donald Trump dared her to take a DNA test, Donald Trump said, if you take that DNA test and it proves that you're an Indian, I'll give your favorite charity $1 million. She takes it. It proves she's not an Indian. Then, after proving that she's not an Indian, she lies about the bet and says that he claimed that he would give $1 million to the charity if she just took the test. And left off the part where he said if she took the test and it proved she was an Indian. She just lies about that. She directly lies on video. There's this black lady who asks her, didn't your kids go to private school? And she goes, no, my son went to public school. On video, to her face, just BSing her. She lied about her father being a janitor. This is in Charlie Kirk posted a post, so I didn't see the lie about her father being a janitor, but I believe it. Now, I did see the lie about her pretending that she was fired for being pregnant. So she claimed that her employer fired her for being pregnant. Then a video surfaces from years ago on an interview where she says that they wanted to hire her back. The employer wanted to hire her back, and the reason she didn't take the job working with disadvantaged kids was because it wasn't for her. It just wasn't for her. And then later on, she's like, yeah, I love working with these kids. It was my job. Even though she left that job saying that it wasn't for her. Elizabeth Warren is so full of crap. It's, I saw a name assigned to her once where they called her Sitting Bull. As an Indian name. Just perfect. So, I mean, I don't want either of these losers to win, but man, Elizabeth Warren is giving Hillary Clinton competition now for how much I really dislike her. You know, Bernie Sanders, I think he would bankrupt the country. I think he's the worst. But as a person, he is miles ahead of Elizabeth Warren. So if he did disagree and didn't think the woman was the best chance to beat Donald Trump, I can see that point of view, because these people think that women and minorities just have no power and no ability to do anything, and because they believe that the country is racist and sexist. And so if he said that, I don't think it's such a bad thing. And if I had to bet, I'd put my money on her lying as opposed to him. Man, I'm running out of time. There's so much more I want to talk about. There's another great clip of her saying that she's the only person that beat an incumbent Republican in the last 30 years. Then you have Bernie Sanders come up and he says, I just want to correct the record and let you know that I did in fact beat a incumbent Republican. And then she goes, yeah, but when was that? And he said 1990. And then she pretends to do figures in her head and she goes, but that was 30 years ago. And he goes, yeah, that's what happened. I beat an incumbent Republican in 1990. Yes, that's 30 years ago. She's even faking doing math. This lady is the worst. So Bernie's had record fundraising as a result of this. So the entire plan backfired. Even